as you're out and about, you know, and you're having your walks, whether it's on the streets or whether it's inside in town, you probably are noticing things an awful lot more. I was talking to one of the lads this morning who said he was inside in town yesterday and it looked particularly rough and a bit disheveled around the edges. And unfortunately, for those people who don't have anywhere to live, they are still living upon our streets and doing their thing upon our streets. So you're going to see an awful lot of street paraphernalia left around, and it comes in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. But you'll also see it in other places, and nowhere is safe at this stage. And with that in mind, I want to talk to Lorna. We also know Orna very fondly as Laura Z. Luffy, and she joins me by phone. Lorna, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Where were you walking yesterday?
We were down in Gary Vaux.
Oh, I'd say it was lovely, was it?
It was. It was lovely. It's really nice. Now we're haunted, really, that we have it just kind of on our doorstep.
Well, so Gary Vaux's your back garden. I hate you.
More or less, yeah. I know we're very lucky, all right?
You certainly are. But anyway, you're having a bit of a walk amongst the dunes, was it?
No. Do you know where the playground is there in Gary Vaux? The grassy part.
Yeah, I do.
There's a big kind of grassy part there. So I have a little boy, Charlie. He's a year and a half. So he's constantly on the go. Like, my back is broken from him. He wants to be walking all the time himself. You can't hold his hand or anything anymore, but he's starting to sprint now as well. So we kind of, you know, leave him off, and he, you know, burns off a bit of energy down there. But we just had stepped onto the grass part, and he was about 2 feet in front of me, and I don't know what made me see it, because, like, I have to close one eye and squint if I'm looking at the TV guide on the television. Like,
You and me both.
Yeah, I just spotted this syringe, and there was like a lighter and bits of tin foil as well around the place. So I nearly died when I thought, but you know, I suppose I didn't kind of expect to see something like that.
Nowhere seems to be safe now these days.
No, it's everywhere now, isn't it?
And the days when you could let children just ramble off anywhere or go exploring, you have to think twice now.
Oh, absolutely, like, absolutely. And the fact that he's so young as well, he's wobbly, obviously, as well, because he's only just starting. Well, he's walking away, like, but you know, you'd be afraid for life, and at that age, they pick up everything.
And what do you think? What are the chances of, what would he have thought it was?
I don't know what he would have thought it was, but I know for definite he would have picked it up and given it a no lick or something.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
He's at that age where everything goes into his mouth, like, so I don't know. I was just so lucky that I spotted it. Even just their little shoes, like, it could have gone through his shoes or anything.
Well, he could have stood in it. He could have stuck it into himself. He could have put it into his mouth.
Yeah, but I was saying, if this was during normal times, that playground would have been packed, you know, or there would have been kids at the beach, maybe barefoot or something, you know. So,
I suppose it's just another one of these isolated, quiet, secluded places where people used to shoot up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I suppose maybe I was a bit naive. I didn't think, Joe, you think you're in the country, like, you know.
The worst that could happen, you on a beach, is standing on a jellyfish or something.
That's,
I know.
It. Yeah.
So, you must have got an awful fright.
Oh, we did. You know, if I was on my own, it would have been different. But the fact that, you know, I had Charlie with me, he's only a year and a half, as I said, like, oh my God, just the fright you get of what could have happened.
Did it make you feel angry?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. No, saying that, at the same time, I fully understand that addiction is obviously a serious problem. But, you know, I'm saying, like, could they not have just disposed of it when they're finished?
Yeah. You're right. You're not making a call on their addiction. It's just a bit of cop on.
No. It's just basically cop on, yeah. Just dispose of it, you know. Like, I have compassion, and I know it's a terrible, terrible thing, like, but at the same time, you have to have compassion for my little boy that maybe could have stood on it. I mean, if he stood on that, say, God knows what he would have been infected with.
Oh,
I would have had to brought him to a hospital, risk his life with COVID-19 and everything, going out and about. You know,
you could have been looking at hepatitis, you could have been looking
everything,
at HIV,
yeah.
You could be looking at all sorts of sepsis, blood poisoning, forget about it. I mean, it's just so regular, you know, that recently we were talking to people on the air who were picking up syringes in school playgrounds.
Oh, God.
It's not just down alleyways now anymore.
Yeah. You know? Oh, no, I do believe it's everywhere. No.
I know that all parents need to have eyes on the back of their heads, but I think in the days that we live in now, even more so with children, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, it's kind of scary times we're living in. You know, you'd be afraid to leave them out anywhere.
Okay, you're a near miss. How are you coping during this lockdown?
Grand. It's not too bad, you know. It's just getting a bit boring now, to be honest.
But are you not doing a lot of sketches and funny stuff online on your Facebook page and stuff?
There I am, but you know, that's only just, it keeps me going, like, but you know, it's at the end of the day, it's still, you know, like, you know, you miss people, you know, you miss going out for your cup of coffee, and like my parents are cocooning as well. Normally I'd be up and down there every single day, so, and they miss Charlie as well. It's all right, but you know, I'm hoping, I'm going week by week, because I found it very tough at the start. I thought the first 2 weeks were really, really tough, but you know, it's kind of, it's something we have to do. We just have to get on with it and do the best we can, but I'm not baking or anything. Like, I see everyone who's mad going baking. I can't bake, like from eight beans on toast. Well, I'm not a cook or a baker at all. Like, I wish I was.
Well, you're probably hitting the takeouts then, are you?
Oh, I am, yeah. I'm telling you, I hope now I do not have a number there for man lift here or someone a crane to get me out of the house when the lockdown is over.
You and lots more besides. But oh, anyway, like, no. next week on Monday, you'll be able to meet up to three or four buddies from different households.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But you know, we're all a little bit paranoid, though. I mean, so you'd still be afraid, even when I go shopping. I'm like, oh, stay away. And God forbid, if you get a tickle in your throat, you'll be afraid of your life.
But from Monday, there'll be outdoor meetings between four people from different households. Which is kind of cool, really. Like,
it is good, and we're getting back to normal slowly but surely. You
don't
know,
do any bit of gardening, no, because you can go to a garden.
I can't get my nails dirty, Neil. No, they're all worms and all. I couldn't be dealing with that.
I'm sure there are gloves for things like that, woman.
Oh God, no. I'm sure we get the knees, my pants all dirty.
I don't know what to do with you. Garden centres are open. You don't need a pair of glasses. You could go visit an optician's on Monday.
That's what I should do. Actually, I badly do with that.
I'm filling up your schedule for next week for you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so now you've a lot more to look forward to. Get on with it.
That's it.